Welcome to day two of this 5-day challenge, and I'm talking to you about how to take imperfect action. And you're probably thinking, what the hell does that mean? What do you mean you want me to take action, but you want me to make mistakes? Absolutely, because here's the thing, that is what's going to happen anyway. There is no perfection, there is no right time, there is no when I have this, I will do that. When this happens, that will happen. That doesn't exist. The only way to find the clarity, to find your clients, to make money in your business, is to put one foot in front of the other every single day. And the only way to do that is to acknowledge from here on in, make a commitment with me now that there is only imperfect action. And imperfect action can come through you as an intuition, as a gut feel. Like, you know, when you want to get a message out there and you're like bursting at the seams to get it on Instagram or bursting at the seams to get it on Facebook, when you just want to preach it from the tallest mountain, that is imperfect action, because you actually don't care if someone doesn't like it or it isn't the right way or the pitch is upside down. It's just about getting the message out there. Because the sooner you know that why you're here is more than you, it's bigger than you, that you have a message, a product, a service for the world, the sooner you'll get over yourself and kind of step away out of the overwhelm and the perfection, because perfection is the fastest way for you to crash and burn and have to go back to a job or never actually leave your job because you're so overwhelmed with having to have it done right all of the time. I want you to know that all successful women in their businesses have started at zero. No followers, their mum and dad, the only likers on their page, the only their best friends on their webinars. Everyone has started with a launch that no one's bought. You must go on these journeys. There's no magic bullet. There's no easy way around this journey. The first 2 years of your biz, most importantly, the first year of your biz, is going to be huge, huge, massive learning curve. Be prepared to change your programs, change your message, change this, change that, because as you grow, your business grows. And it really is about buckling up and taking action every day in your business. So in your actionable tasks, this challenge for day two, I want you to release out on paper, what do you need to let go of in order to take action? And it should be, or hopefully is around, the letting go of it having to be perfect, because there won't be a right time. You never will have the right things ready to go. So I'd then love for you to brainstorm 10 actions. 10 action items, just brainstorm some stuff to get done that you really know are going to start to make your dreams come true and your business to make more money. I want you to pick the 5 most important and choose the 3 that you find the most uplifting, energetic, and easy. So the 3 that make you go, you know what, I actually just want to get these out because I freaking believe in what I do so much. And go and do them. That is how you start to create traction in your business, is always doing what you love first and getting your message out there. I'll see you on day 3.